P4 Country.
Äntligen är det dags för mig att presentera dagens gäster i P4 Country. Det är bandet Old Dominion. Ett av alla dessa arenaband som ofta hamnar i countryfacket, men ibland i popfacket och ibland i rockfacket och ibland i... ja, de är överallt helt enkelt. Jag frågade Old Dominion på hur de själva ser genreindelningarna i countryvärlden.
I think, like you said, that debate has been around for so long, and country has always sort of included all types of different genres, whether it be R&B or rock and roll or, you know, the blues. You know, you can just choose which one of those influences, you know, really comes to the surface more in your music. And, you know, we have a very broad range of influences. We listen to all kinds of different genres of music, from jazz to hard rock, and you know, our drummer is probably listening to punk rock right now. All of that seeps in, and we never think of ourselves really as a country band necessarily. It's just, I think the songwriting is probably what lands us there, not necessarily stylistic choices, but the songwriting is what kind of is the thread in all of it. It's a storytelling, you know, genre. So I think that's what you can find, whether it's whether you're a more Americana band or a more pop band. If you're telling a story that's relatable and understandable to people and is speaking to their lives, then that's probably where you're going to land.
Ja, Old Dominion kallas ibland för instegsraketen till countrymusik för många popfans. Men låtarna står alltid i fokus. Låtarna, låtarna, låtarna. Och berättelserna. Men hur går det egentligen till när Old Dominion skriver sina monsterhits? Vad är hemligheten? What's the secret sauce? What's in the water?
It's the biggest mystery. That's what keeps us coming back, you know. It's like there's some energy in the air. There's something in the room, whether you're writing the song or whether you all sit down and start playing something. It's like something comes out of your fingers and out of your guitar. And, you know, you didn't even think about it. When you sit down to write a song, sometimes the first thing you start noodling on is like, oh, that's cool. What are you doing there? It's like, I don't know. Why did I play that? I have no idea. I didn't plan on playing that. It just came out. And then, you know, the same thing when we go into the studio to record it, it's like we just start playing. And that's whatever comes out of you in the moment, and you find it. Sometimes it takes longer to find. Sometimes we don't like what we're playing at first, you know. But I don't know. It's a magic and it's a mystery, and it's always a rush when you start to lock into it.
Okay. Även om låtarna tillkommer som liksom genom ett trollslag när vissa personer möts på en viss plats en viss tid, så är utkomsten i Old Dominions fall ofta helt fenomenal. Jag frågar bandet om deras låt One Man Band.
Yeah, that's one that we were all pretty united on. You know, that there was no discussion. You know, usually when we sit down and make an album and we start combing through our songs, there are a handful that we all definitely agree on. And that one from the get-go was one that we all loved. You know, it came to us pretty quickly. We wrote it. We got the idea from just something someone said. They said, I can't even remember the sentence, but they said one man band in the sentence. And I got this idea that it was like we could write a love song from our perspective. And we just kind of sat down and wrote this song. And stylistically, it changed. We wrote it to have more of a reggae feel. And then Brad started kind of noodling on he was practicing because our studio session was coming up. So he was trying to work out his parts.
See, I practice.
Good. Evidence.
Yeah, yeah. And it was in the dressing room, and we heard how he was playing it and thought, well, that's an interesting take on that song. And then once we got in the studio, that one fell out very easily. There was really no work to be done on it. We just
And really loved by the audience.
Yeah, that one just really resonated with people and changed our careers dramatically.
So I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't wanna be a one-man band.
One-man band med Old Dominion. En annan hitlåt som spelats flitigt under senare år med Old Dominion är Memory Lane. Men var ligger minnenas allé egentligen?
We get pictures of it a lot, of different ones. There are people that find them in different cities around the world, but that one was not a specific written for that. It was just more of concept.
It's funny too, because when you think about it, when we're writing the song, everyone's probably thinking of a different image in
their head. Their own memory.
For sure. You know, like, it's funny, like, everyone has their own image, and then we're all throwing out these lines, and then eventually we agree on them, you know. It's kind of crazy.
I think that's part of what makes that song work as well, too, because I remember in the writing process, I think we talked about that, like, we all have this different movie in our head, but a song like that, every listener has their own movie going on in their head, so a title and an idea like that really lends itself to people making it a part of their own experience.
Memory Lane med Old Dominion. Jag sitter med bandet i logen på Cirkus i Stockholm, och precis som många av de andra country-superstjärnorna jag träffar så är de trevliga, roliga, smarta och hjälpsamma. Vi pratar vidare om det jag tycker är de bästa låtarna i deras katalog, som kan låta på flera olika sätt. Jag frågar om fenomenala Goodnight Music City.
It's just it's got a more kind of old school feel to it. A lot of our music feels very contemporary, and that is a chance to kind of I don't know, maybe relax a bit into the music, and it always feels good.
And you live there now, right, in Music City?
Yeah, exactly.
Does it ever go to sleep?
I have never seen it. We go to sleep. We say goodnight to Music City.
good.
You know, that's always a hard one for me to answer. I think, you know, we do this section in our show where, you know, people bring signs and do requests, and that's my favorite part, you know, because, you know, I do enjoy playing the hits, and you know, those have been very good to us, but I'm always, even if we feel uncomfortable, we haven't played the song in a while, I love just giving a swing. I don't even care if we screw it up. So I love the spontaneity and the energy of just grabbing a request and going, let's bang this one out.
Goodnight Music City med Old Dominion. Ja, något som de glada helyllekillarna i Old Dominion är överlägset bra på, så är det att skapa just god stämning. Making good time, helt enkelt.
Trevor had that title, right? That was your title, Making Good Time?
Yeah, I had that title. We wrote that with a friend of ours named Ross Copperman, and he's a really good in the room. He builds tracks, and he's good, very good musically. And so sometimes I'll send him little just musical snippets. I'll be noodling when I'm sitting on the couch at home, and if I find a cool little part, you know, record it in my phone. And so every once in a while when we're writing with him out on the way into town, I'll send him a little noodle that I have and say, see if you can have something. So by the time I got there, Brad and Matt were already there, and he already had a little track to that little opening guitar riff, and then had that title, and we were off to the races.
Yeah, it was interesting too, because like that guitar riff that starts out, like when he sent it to Ross, it didn't have any really, like there was no particular chords underneath it. So before it got there, we were kind of messing around with the, you know, you can change the progression underneath that riff and it sounds different. So we kind of found those chords, which was pretty cool.
We'll be right back.
P4 Country.